Hi, everybody. It's Eileen. Welcome to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. And coming up, we'll talk about starting your email list with AWeber. AWeber in November of 2011. And I got to tell you, I put it off for a long time. And people tell you, you should start list building from day one and all of that. And I'm just going to say, there's no pressure. You know what? I'm glad I didn't start list building right away. The reason is I didn't have time to sit down and learn how to use the software. And that's probably some of the overwhelm that you're going through. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help you. I'm here to guide you. You don't have to listen to everybody that says, yes, 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 build lists, build a list, build a list. Build your list when you're ready. And when you're ready, you can always come back and listen to this episode because I'm going to give you 5 reasons to start building your list with AWeber. And I must admit, I'm a little biased. I'm lucky AWeber is not too far from my home. They're about 15 minutes away. And I actually visited the AWeber headquarters a couple of times. There was a Getting Started with AWeber workshop. I attended twice. And believe it or not, each time I went back, I learned something totally new. And the last time I was there, which was last weekend, there was an event which was called 1K in One Day. And that was starting 1,000 women getting their blogs and their websites online at the same time. And it was an international event. And it was really a great time there at AWeber and helping people getting their blogs up. So anyway, let's talk about our 5 reasons to start building your list with AWeber. Number 1 is the integration with WordPress. And you know that WordPress is my favorite blogging platform. I also use Blogger, but today we're going to mention the integration with WordPress. There is a plugin that AWeber has built, and of course it's a free plugin. And it's been downloaded almost 75,000 times from the WordPress repository. And what I like about this plugin is it makes it super easy. You don't have to worry about a lot of coding. Once you've already built your sign-up form over on AWeber, you can easily install that form onto your sidebar because the plugin installs a widget for you called the AWeber widget. And there's also a neat little feature that I've activated that is very helpful. Because I get a lot of comments on my blog, there's a little checkbox that you can place right underneath the comment box for people to subscribe to your list. And all they have to do is check that box. And because I use the native WordPress commenting system, they're already going to sign in and fill in their email address and their name when they leave the comment. So that automatically will transfer over to AWeber using the API of WordPress and the AWeber's API integration. There's a couple of other plugins that integrate with AWeber, and I just want to mention them. There's actually a ton of plugins that do this, but these are 2 that I actually use, so I'll mention them. And the first one is Opt-in Skin. Opt-in Skin just provides a way for you to create some really awesome looking sign-up forms for AWeber. You can actually have like the option where the sign-up form will fade in so that the person really gets to notice it when they're at a certain point in your blog post. I usually put them at the end of my blog post. The other plugin is called Lead Player. And Lead Player is for when you're embedding a YouTube video on your blog. You can actually capture people's email addresses while they're watching the video, because at some point you can put a sign up form in the video, and you always find an opportune moment during the video when you know that your audience is captivated and that they really want to hear more from you. So you stop the video and give them the opportunity to sign up. You can allow them to go ahead and skip. They don't have to sign up if they don't want to, but people have been getting some really awesome results and getting a lot of new subscribers with the AWeber and Lead Player integration. Number two, and this is another one of my favorite features in AWeber, a nice little feature, and it's called ad tracking. You turn on the ad tracking code for your sign-up forms as you build your sign-up forms, and this will give you information as to where people were on your blog when they signed up for your list. Now, why is that helpful? Let me give you a couple reasons why that's helpful. You'll know what posts were popular. You'll know what posts led people to sign up. So that tells you that people really like that information so much that they were willing to use that little checkbox or go over and use the form that you have up on your sidebar. So you want to make sure that you keep giving people that kind of information that they found when they were on that blog post. So that is very helpful. And that brings me over to number three. Number three is segmentation. And I know probably a lot of email providers have segmentation of your list, but I like the way AWeber does it. One of the things that you can segment people by, as I just mentioned, was where they signed up on your blog. You can segment by when they signed up. You can also segment by countries or cities, or, you know, all the way down to your regions. And that is a great tool for someone who has a local business. Another segmentation feature that I use is I created different web forms. Some forms I have on Facebook, some I have in my sidebar, or perhaps I have a different form that's on the footer of my blog post, and I can segment by the different forms that people signed up with. Well, that's a nice segue over into point number four of why I like using AWeber, and that is integration with Facebook. That's right. If you have a Facebook page, you can use the AWeber app, and people can sign up for your list right from your Facebook page. Also, when you create your sign-up forms, there's an option to enable Facebook registration. Isn't that neat? So even if they're on your blog, if they're logged into Facebook, it will pre-fill with their Facebook email address, and all they have to do is they don't even have to enter their name or their email address. It'll recognize them that they're coming from Facebook, and they can sign up that way as well. And the fifth reason, my number five reason for using AWeber to build your list has to do with an extension, and it comes from Google Chrome, and it's called Reportive. And what Reportive will do, when you get an email that says, hey, somebody signed up for your email list, you will be able to just hover over that email, and over on the right-hand side, you'll see all of their social networks that they are a part of or that they're active in. You'll even be able to see some of their last few tweets or Facebook posts. And what I do, and I actually shared this tip in a video and a blog post over my blog, but in case you missed it, I'll share it again because it's very important. And I use Google Plus, and I hope you're using it as well. But this Reportive extension will show you the Google Plus account, and it will also give you an option to add that person to circles. So I have created a circle that is exclusively for anybody who signs up to my list. And that way I can keep track of anything, interact with them. And also they're seeing that I've added them to circles. And most of the time they will add me back to circles as well. In fact, I think anybody who's active on Google Plus, if they've already signed up for your email list and then they see that you've added them to circles, they're going to add you back. Now, with Twitter or LinkedIn, maybe not so much, especially with Twitter, because they may not even know. Most people don't have those notifications turned on. But because Google Plus, basically, if you have Gmail, you're going to see when someone signs up or adds you to circles. So there's not much they can do to avoid that, even if they wanted to. So give that a try. I think Reportive is probably one of the ways to really make sure that you have that extra connection with that person who signed up to your list right from the door. You also get a chance to find out a little bit more about them. Maybe they're not even active on social media. Then you know that maybe, you know, sending them a bunch of Facebook tips is not going to help them because they're not even into Facebook. But if they are, you'll be able to see what they're posting, what they're talking about, and just how active they are in that community. The other advantage of having AWeber and Reportive connected is if you get an email from someone and they're asking you a question and you're really not 100% sure who that person is, you will be able to look over at Reportive and see if this person is one of your subscribers. You'll also know which list they're subscribed to. So that'll help you in determining if that email ends up in your trash bin or if you respond promptly. Well, those are my top five reasons for using AWeber. Now, let's review. Number one is integration with WordPress. Number two is the ad tracking. Number three is segmentation on various levels. Number four is Facebook integration. And number five is integration with Reportive on Gmail. There's so much more I could have added to the list. If you go over to AWeber and just look at their app showcase, they also integrate with PayPal, Vubix. That's another service that I've talked about over on my blog, which you can add interactive buttons onto your YouTube videos. Zendesk, if you want to have that for a support ticket system. Drupal, even if you're not using WordPress. Eventbrite is one of their newer features that they added. Shopify, Salesforce, which is an enterprise solution for managing your customers, and Google Checkout. Oh, there's just so much stuff. I can't even list them all. I just want you guys to go over there, check out what AWeber has to offer. If you sign up for my email list, what I always do is offer exclusive content to people who are my subscribers. You can sign up for that list at basicblogtips.com/email. That make it real easy for you. Go ahead and sign up for my list. Also, if you want to give AWeber a test drive, you can use my affiliate link if you want. And that's real simple too. It's just eileen.aweber.com. Now, the first month only costs $1. So it's worth trying. And either way, I hope that you are building a list. I prefer AWeber, but there's so many other email list providers out there. A lot of people use MailChimp. There's Benchmark Email, Constant Contact, GetResponse, Vertical Response. The list just goes on and on. But my experiences with AWeber, I really like them. I know most of my blogging friends are using AWeber as well. So give them a try. Once you sign up to my email list, you will have full reign to ask me questions. But actually, you have full reign to ask me questions at any time anyway. Go over to my blog on my contact page. You'll see the little speak pipe widget over on the side. All you have to do, as long as you have a microphone, you can use that speak pipe widget to go ahead and leave me a voicemail. You never know, I may wind up playing it here on the podcast. Thanks so much for joining me today. Look, happy blogging, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.